We're going to turn to other news for a moment and a story out of Egypt. Voters in that country began to turn out for the first phase of a controversial constitutional amendment. Opponents of that Islamist-backed draft constitution have been mounting protests for weeks. Some of those clashes turned deadly. Reporter Merritt Kennedy is in Alexandria, and she sent this report.
Karim Mahrous and Imaduddin Ismail are close friends and both devout Muslims. But like many Egyptians, they've been hotly debating the draft constitution. Mahrous, a political science teacher, voted no today.
This constitution leads us to a disastrous division, a constitution that doesn't represent all segments of society.
Like others, he's concerned that the document doesn't do enough to protect basic human rights. But his friend Ismail, an accountant and a member of the Muslim Brotherhood's political party, voted in favor of the constitution.
It is my conviction. After I read it, I was convinced. We need to push forward.
The debate is not always so amicable. Clashes broke out here yesterday between supporters and opponents of the draft, injuring at least 23 people. But despite last night's violence, voters flocked to polling stations today to cast their votes. There was high turnout across the country, and voting hours were extended to accommodate the crowds. Sheikh Ahmed Farid, a prominent cleric from the hardline Salafi movement, says that this draft constitution is the best he could hope for now. He says that he applauds the expansion of Sharia, or Islamic law, in the document. On the other hand, there are voters like accountant Hussein Nabawi, who voted yes because he believes it will bring stability to the country. He says that it's time to build new institutions because it's been 2 years since Egyptians took their country back. But civil society advocate Mohamed Abu Shara, who voted no, worries that if such an important document passes by only a slim margin, it will cause further unrest. He says it may call the legitimacy of the constitution into question. What's more, Abu Shada says the lead-up to the vote was rushed, and there were only 2 weeks to prepare after the constitution was approved by the drafting assembly.
So nobody had enough time to do propaganda or even educate the people about it. So I'm sure that a huge portion of those who will say yes or no, they don't know why, or they didn't even read the documents, but they are doing that because a politician or a symbol that they favor has said that.
Half of Egypt will have more time to decide. They'll vote next Saturday. And if the country says no, it'll be back to the drawing board. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Alexandria, Egypt.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.